You're listening to SBS News.
A Senate committee is asking why passengers were allowed to disembark unchecked from the Ruby Princess. The outbreak aboard the cruise liner resulted in more than 650 COVID-19 cases and 21 deaths. The ship has become one of Australia's largest sources of infection after 2,700 passengers were let ashore in Sydney on the 19th of March. Now the Special Commission of Inquiry into the government's handling of the incident has heard a tearful apology from a New South Wales health official. When asked if there had been a reprehensible shortcoming by the department, senior epidemiologist Kellyanne Ressler became emotional.
I'm very sorry it turned out the way it did. It was not our intention. Myself and my colleagues at the Public Health Unit were working very hard on this. We did what we could.
Ms. Ressler, the coordinator of New South Wales Health's cruise ship health program, says an expert panel deemed the ship to be low risk. The inquiry has now been told the decision to allow passengers off the Ruby Princess was based on outdated information. 18 hours before docking, the ship's doctor provided the department with a log of passengers displaying acute respiratory disease. The log from the 18th of March showed 36 of the more than 3,700 people on board, less than 1%, had influenza-like illness. If the number had reached 1%, the ship could have been considered medium or high risk under New South Wales health protocols. But counsel assisting the inquiry, Richard Beasley, says the data was not up to date.
If it was 38 people, not 36, the 1% level is reached. By 19 March, when the ship actually docked, the 1% level had been reached, although that data was not before the health assessment panel when their determination was made.
Ms. Ressler argues 1% is still a low threshold for declaring an outbreak, as influenza-like symptoms are common, particularly among the ship's mostly elderly passengers. Other government agencies have denied responsibility for the episode, placing the blame solely on New South Wales Health. Michael Outram, the Australian Border Force Commissioner, says he cannot easily override the decisions of the states and territories. Mr. Outram insists his team carried out their responsibilities.
Biosecurity is managed by other organisations, and the biosecurity clearance. Our officers attend the vessels together, of course, but we have different roles and responsibilities. So my answer to you is that my officers acquitted their responsibilities under the Migration Act and the Customs Act as they're required and expected to do.
The Department of Agriculture, which is in charge of biosecurity, argues it was just doing what it was told. Meanwhile, Department of Home Affairs Secretary Michael Peluso says the blame should be equally shared.
It's every officer who operates at our ports of entry under their legislation. Every single officer has got a role to play, whether it's an officer doing a customs clearance, an officer doing an immigration clearance.
The lack of testing on board the ship has also been queried, with Mr. Beasley revealing there were only 25 coronavirus test kits on the ship and just 13 people had been swabbed. The newly developed New South Wales protocols for COVID-19 required those with respiratory conditions to be tested by the ship's doctors for COVID-19 as well as influenza, but this did not take place and was not enforced by the department. Commissioner Brett Walker asked Ms. Ressler why more people had been tested for influenza than for coronavirus.
I hope you will appreciate why it is difficult for me to understand why it would not have struck you and those in your team and those superior to you in health, if that be the case, that why it would not strike them as unsatisfactory that there were not as many COVID-19 swabs as there were influenza swabs.
Ms. Ressler agreed it was unsatisfactory. The hearing will continue tomorrow and Friday, with a final report to be delivered by mid-August. The Ruby Princess is also the subject of a criminal investigation by New South Wales Police. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.